And a happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. There's a little curve in the get along this morning, and we finally got on the air to talk about the Thanksgiving Day B2B Thursday episode of the Geyer Cook Report. Good morning and welcome. If you're watching this on YouTube or listening to us on iTunes or Stitcher or Spreaker, welcome aboard. Welcome to everybody that's in the chat. And today on the 24th, the B2B Thursday curation tasks is going to involve these following links. The first one we went to was just an article that's from eMarketer. Excuse the little sign up thing. We don't need that. The half of B2B sellers have a responsive website, and click-to-chat features are twice as common as they were a year ago. And this is from just the other day on November 21st. And eMarketer is a good one to subscribe to if you're not already, if you're a marketing person. And that's what we do. We read and consider these. And looking at this, 50% of the websites studied have implemented or started up a responsive design. That is, it'll work on a mobile phone, on a tablet, and on a desktop. Same design. That's what responsive design does for you. And the next item that shows up in the show notes is how do B2B marketers create a buyer persona. Now, there's a graph down here in the page, and it'll be in the show note links that are, as always, are available on the geyercookreport.podbean.com. And if you go there, you'll click on the link and you'll get to this content. But anyway, and briefly in summary, is that if you're not doing a responsive website, if your content isn't managed in such a way that it's done, I cheat and use WordPress. I don't call it cheating. I guess I call it lazy. And that'll give me a responsive design and HTML5 and all that good stuff. So give that a look. And if you're curious, what is a buyer persona? Me too. Let's take a look at makemypersona.com. Excuse the little lag there for a second. HubSpot has set up a questionnaire that asks the questions. You first give your persona a name. Then you select one of the faces that they've got in the queue there. So we chose the name, just for the sake of having one, Marketing Czar. Because aren't we all really dictators when you get down to it? Of course we are. And then you pick this persona. I picked B because he's the only white-haired guy on the screen. And if you know me, if you've seen my face, now that's a pretty good match. And your title is going to be Marketing Czar. Wash my hands. Can't do a thing with it. Okay. And then you just go through this questionnaire, and there's 19 questions to ask, and they're asked of you, and you answer those. Okay. And supposedly you get down to the end, you accept the terms and conditions, and they're going to email you back a persona. Not hooray me, but I filled this out twice, never got it. And so then I contacted HubSpot and I said, what's up? First impressions are important. And so hopefully if you're having the same adventure that you contact them too and find out, you know, why are things being done like that? Because it's really not your cup of tea and mine either. And so build that. Basically, the marketing persona is an imaginary person that you built with data you've collected from talking with vendors and potential customers and things they'd like to see. And so on that note, I'm going to say those three magic words. But first, so Kelvin doesn't go, oh gosh, he really forgot everything. Godspeed to Kelvin. He's been called away to some medical appointments, and he won't be back until next week. The Thank yous. The shout outs, of course, always start with a company that likes to clean. Oh, and you'll see that the questions are in the persona builder. I put those into the show notes. That's why I couldn't find them. Anyway, the company that likes to clean, Edinburgh Dusters. If you're on that side of the ocean, Edinburgh, Scotland, call and contact Fraser Ramsey. He gets the job done. Thanks to Eileen Smith from Basic Blog Tips for first sharing with us about Screencast-O-Matic and a number of other tips and ideas related to YouTube and whatnot. Good resource person. If you're not following basicblogtips.com, I would encourage you to do so. Of course, always, thanks to Friends Just Chatting. That's the now Facebook group. We've got the link there in the show notes that Kelvin started that up. Gosh, almost a year ago, it seems like. It started originally in Blab, and it's people from all over the world just chatting. And hopefully that you'll get to be a participant and join them there. Thanks to YouTube. We've got a link there to the show notes to all the episodes that are in YouTube. There are over 200. So if you're looking for resources, whether it's about refreshing the routine or SEO tips or What's on Our Mind, or the B2B Thursday, or the Friday episodes are always wrap-ups of the previous week's episodes, like tomorrow is going to be, then you'll see that there. Thank you for giving us space at Twitter. Thank you at Facebook. And go down through the show notes like I'm doing here, and you'll see all the things, like you can join the channel at Fire Talk to be part of the show and be in the audience every day at 7 a.m., Monday through Friday weekdays. We're going to talk about the things that affect your technology and making your web presence happen. Be sure and check out the footer. All our contact information is down there. And hopefully we'll see you again on tomorrow, on Friday. Like I said earlier, happy Thanksgiving to you. The things that involve contacting family and calling your mom, don't forget to call mom. It's Thanksgiving, and she changed the diapers and got you here. Okay? On that note, I'm going to say those three magic words. It's a wrap.